Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for March 23rd. God is glorified in life or death. Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians 1, 20-21. John and Betty Stamm were missionaries to China in the 1930s. China was a dangerous place to be. The Communist Army didn't want foreign people in the country, and they did not like Christians. One day, the Communists captured the Chinese city where the Stamms lived. They took John, Betty, and their baby girl, Helen, captive. That night, John, Betty, and Helen were locked in a room together. Sometime during the night, Betty found a way to leave baby Helen some things she would need if they were separated. She tucked a clean nightdress, diapers, and two $5 bills into the blankets where Helen slept. The next morning, John and Betty Stamm were led outside the city and killed by communists. They became martyrs, people who lose their lives because of their faith in Christ. Baby Helen was left alone in that little room, but God had not forgotten the baby. A whole day and night passed. The next day, Christian friends of the Stamms found Helen after she had been left alone for 30 hours. The money that her mother had hidden in her blankets was enough to provide for these Chinese Christians to carry her to safety. God's plan for John and Betty Stamm was to glorify himself through their death. The Stamms went to be with him. They joined the great chorus of praise around his throne. Through all eternity, they will keep praising him. Many people have been awakened to the needs on the mission field by hearing their story. Thousands have carried God's word to the dark places of the earth because of the Stamms' sacrifice. But God's plan for Helen was to glorify himself through keeping her alive. People all over the world heard about Helen's rescue and praised God for his care for that helpless little baby. God might lead you to a dangerous place someday in your service for him. Are you willing to trust him and follow him so that he might be glorified, whether in your life or your death? God chooses life or death for his children that he might receive glory. Am I afraid to follow God? Can I trust that his choice, life or death, is best for me? Do I want his glory more than I want anything else? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for March 23rd.